Phoneboy Speaks, episode 161, Chrome without Google. For a while now, I've been using the Google Chrome browser, and it's actually a pretty good browser, except for the fact that it probably tells Google way too much about you. And this also includes, unfortunately, the Chromium browser, which is essentially the open source version of Google Chrome. And there's very little difference between them. So what a company has done in Germany, it's a company called SRware, and they made a version of the browser based on Chromium called Iron. And what they've done is they've basically stripped out all of the privacy issues that Google has in their software, and they've also added an ad blocker, so you can block some of the ads that Google's trying to make money off of. So they have versions for Windows, they have a Mac version and Linux. The Windows version seems to be the most up to date as far as tracking Google's Chrome. The Mac version's at least one rev behind, and it looks like the Linux version's about two revs behind. So, and also you don't get the automatic updater, which is one of the nice things I think about Chrome, is that it actually tells you that that it just updates and doesn't tell you otherwise. So, it'll be interesting to see how well this works for me. But as far as usability, it's pretty much the same as using Google Chrome, which of course is based on the same source code, but they've taken out all the things about it that would actually make me nervous. And I'm now back using Chrome, but I'm using the Iron version, which is not based on it has all the bad stuff removed. So for people looking to live a Google free lifestyle, this might be one way to do it, because as I say, you get a lot of the good stuff that the Google Chrome browser has, because believe me, I've tried using Safari and Internet Explorer and Opera, and they all suck in various ways. And the main thing that sucks about Google Chrome is the fact that Google has all kinds of tracking stuff in it. And so this is so I'll have to play with it and see where the deficiencies are. But I installed my LastPass extension in it, so that's really the only thing I need. There might be a couple other things in there, but anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can download this. It's just like installing Chrome, but you don't get all of the other stuff that Google brings along. So if you are concerned about your privacy but can't find another browser other than Google Chrome that's acceptable to you, this is worth checking out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.